Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
The whole thing about rise and shine is pretty interesting, and as we think about this, not just today but over the next month, as you think about how God would want you to respond in terms of faith promise, I want us to see more than just giving an offering, making a promise to give to missions and all of that. I want us to see this more as a personal thing about how we would want God's light to shine in and through us. And so this morning, I want us to pay attention to Ephesians chapter 5. If you don't mind turning to that, please. Ephesians chapter 5. And I'll read from verse 8. Through 14, Ephesians 5, 8 through 14. All right, I'm going to read now. I guess those of you online, if you're looking for it, I hope you're there now. But if you could keep your Bible open there, please. Ephesians 5, 8 to 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Father, give us understanding and help us, Lord, that this word would quicken us in our spirits, that we would desire even more to be the people you have called us to be in the earth in these days. We give you thanks for this time now, and we commit ourselves to you and say, speak, Lord, your people are listening. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I remember going to youth camp, and very early in the morning, there would be a shout from the camp leaders, rise and shine! And you had to get up, and the first thing they would be taking you to do is exercises. You had to rise and shine to go and exercise, and then there would be devotional and all of that. But when we think about the whole concept here about rising and shining, Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus and to us. And he talks about what it means to walk as a child of God. He first talks about the walk in love. Then he talks about the walk in light. And then the walk in wisdom. And today, as we look at and pay attention to what he says about the walk in light, I believe that God wants us to be a people who live in the knowledge of all, all he has made possible for those who put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I also believe that as we walk in light, that we will be best able to help others to see the light and come into that experience themselves. That's part of what our mission is about. Not just to be saved, come to church, and go to heaven, but to help others to see the light of God in and through our lives. And so rising and shining is not an option. Hello? It's an imperative. We have to rise and shine. We have to. But the beautiful thing is, God does not want to seek to rise and shine in our own strength. And like I said earlier, we have to see ourselves like the moon, reflecting the light of the S-O-N, Jesus himself. And as we look at the scripture this morning, one of the first things Paul points out is that the whole thing about walking in light, it is a walk of liberty in God. He says, you were once darkness. That jumped out at me. Think about, and in the natural here, if we walk into a room and there is no light in the room and it's totally dark, it's hard even to see a few inches in front of you. We say, oh, I'm in a dark room. But Paul is saying, no, this, what I'm talking about here is not about being in a dark place. It's about you being dark. Meaning in our souls, in our spirit, we were in a place where we had no ability, no understanding of God and the things of God. We were dark. Hello? He says we were not just in darkness, but our spirit, soul, and body were all darkened by separation from God. Wow. The Bible commentators say that this means we were ignorant respecting divine things and human duties. We were ignorant about the accompanying ungodliness and immorality. We were ignorant together in all these things with the consequent misery of hell. We were ignorant of these things. We were dark. But he says now, oh, hallelujah. But now you are light in the Lord. We are now children of truth and knowledge, the knowledge of God. We don't just know about God, we know God. God has made it possible for us to know him as Father and children. Hello? And we know God in such a way that he says we can now walk as children of light. And this is not a suggestion. When he says walk as children of light, it's not a suggestion, it's a command. We are commanded to walk as children of light. Why? Because we now have to learn what it means to walk by the enablement of the Spirit to bear the fruit of goodness, righteousness, and truth. I get sad when I hear, as people of God, we make excuses for certain things. Oh, he's like that because his father was like that. We make it out to sound as though God cannot change someone from the inside out. We make it sound as though it's our humanity that really is the thing that is greater than the power of God. And Paul says, no, now you are children of light. You now have the ability to walk in a way that reflects the fruit of goodness, righteousness, and truth. And he says in verse 10, we also have the capacity to find out what is acceptable to the Lord. What is acceptable to the Lord? Not what is acceptable to my own whims and fancies. What is acceptable to the Lord? And we have to desire to find that out. If we are going to be lights in a dark world, we have to have that desire to want to find out what is acceptable to the Lord. And how do we do that? We search the Word, the revealed will of God. We search, we ask questions, we come to Bible study. Hello? We spend our own times in study. We seek after truth so that we could understand what are the things that are acceptable to the Lord. So the first thing about walking in light is that we now have the ability to walk in the liberty of God. We are no longer darkness. We are now light. We are no longer bound. We are now free. Hallelujah. And God doesn't only want to do that for us. He wants to do that for others. The church is not missional because we just have to find something to do. No, we are missional because Jesus commands us to go into the world and be lights. Because the world is a dark place. Sin. I don't have to try to describe to you what the darkness of the world looks like. You turn on the TV. Hello? You walk down the street. And you watch how people behave. You see darkness. And Paul says, we now have the ability to walk in the liberty in God. We now can rise and shine. We now can walk in liberty from the power of darkness and walk in the liberty of God's Spirit. But then he says, as we think about rising and shining, we also need to see that God has made it possible for us to walk or to experience a walk of separation unto God. Not just liberty in God, but separation unto God. Look at verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Another command, avoid close relationships with anyone or anything that is a fruit of darkness. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Remember that scripture? It doesn't mean you don't talk to them and be courteous and all that. It means you don't get into certain kinds of relationships with them because the darkness, the things that they will want to invite us into to practice with them, he says, no, we are commanded to avoid, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And then he gives another command in the same verse. But rather expose them. Expose the works of darkness for what they are. Somebody says, Christians don't tell lies, they just distort the truth. No, a lie is a lie. Hello? And there are no white lies and whatever other colors you use. A lie is a lie. And we are not supposed to practice telling lies. Hello? So whether we want to say all this thing about distorting the truth and all of, no, a lie is a lie. Thou shalt not. Expose the thing for what it is. The man didn't take without permission. He stole. Hello? That's another thing. They don't say, oh, he stole. No, no, he took it without permission. That's stealing. And God said, thou shalt not steal. Hello? As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, it commands us, let him who stole, steal no longer. Rather, let him work with his hands, that he would have enough for himself and to share with others. When we become light, we can't keep doing the same thing. We can't sing like the little boy sang in the chorus, the things I used to do, I do them and more. No, I do them no more. No. We have to, there has to be evidence of change. Jesus doesn't come into us and give us light and we still manifest darkness. No, it doesn't work like that. We are encouraged to never forget, verse 12, never forget how shameful the works of darkness are and why we are called to be set apart unto God. Things, many things that used to be shameful have become normal now. So many things, normal. And God is saying to us, no, the same things that I detested in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, down through the ages, those same things that I detest them now still. So God has called us not only to a liberty in him, but he's also called us to a separation unto him. We have to be different if we are light. Light and darkness are totally different. And we can now rise and shine because we have been liberated by the Holy Spirit to walk in separation unto God. And then, in the last two verses, verses 13 and 14, he talks about us now having the ability to walk in the enlightenment and empowerment of God. Verses 13 and 14, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. I have had the experience of preaching in places, and people get vexed with me, the preacher. Why did they get vexed? Because I said something from the Word and it exposed something in their life. I don't know who they are. I don't even know their name. But they vex with me. It's the Word. It's the Spirit of God speaking into our hearts and saying, hey, this thing about you, you need to surrender it to me. You need to allow me to cause it to be cut from your life, but you're holding on to it because you're still trying to hold on to darkness. And you vex with the preacher. He says, no. Once you come into the experience of light, once you come into the same environment where light, the light of God's word shines, it's going to expose certain things about you. I remember, I think it was one of my district superintendents spoke about getting dressed in the dark to go and preach somewhere. And when he got to the service and he sat down and he looked down at his shoes, he saw he had on two different color socks. He got dressed in the dark, but when he came into the light, it exposed that he put on the wrong pair of socks. One was one color, the other one was another color. That's what light does. It helps us to see things for what they really are. Both were socks. Yes, he had on socks. But they were totally odd. And Jesus wants us to understand that when we walk in the light, the works of darkness will be exposed. But not just exposed, destroyed. The works of darkness will be destroyed. Hallelujah. We have that assurance that if there is darkness, whether it's in our lives or the lives of others, when we come into contact with the light of the world, Jesus Christ, that darkness is going to be destroyed. Our spirit, soul, and body are quickened. They are made alive. They are made responsive to the Spirit of God and the things of God. We now have the capacity to live in holiness. Amen. Hallelujah. And do not have to sin in word, thought, and deed like some suggest we have to do every day. Now remember, sin is always a choice. Sin is always a choice. But the word is saying to us that we do not have to choose to disobey God in word, thought, or deed every single day or every moment of every day. We do not have to choose that. We now have the ability, because we are children of light, to make choices that honor God, because the light is going to help us to see, hey, if you go so, that's wrong. But if you go so, that will honor God. We now can see that. When we were in darkness, we could only see this way. Now he says, you are children of light. You could see that that is wrong, and you can see that is right, and you can choose what is right. Amen. And in a nutshell, that's what holiness is. Living a life that honors God by the choices I make. And of course, it is affected by what we allow God to do in our hearts. He comes with by His Holy Spirit and cleanses us. Hello? Cleanses us of that rebellious, Adamic nature that we inherited. He cleanses us, and now we are able to choose without the influence of the Adamic nature. We can now choose. I will honor God. Word, thought, and deed. I will honor God. But I can still choose to dishonor God. So we never become infallible. Never. Hello? There is always the issue of our choosing. The day we can't choose anymore, we are no longer humans. And God is saying to us, if we are going to be lights in a dark world, we have to see ourselves walking as a people of enlightenment and empowerment in God. And we now can rise and shine. Hallelujah. We have been enlightened and empowered by the Spirit of God to be the lights He has purposed for us to be. And so whether it's in Marysville, Springfield, whatever place you call, Maplewood, wherever, we are now the people of God who are supposed to be reflecting the sunlight, the S-O-N light, so that others would not only see that we are different, but they can also know that the same God who brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light, He wants to do the same thing in their lives. The best witness and testimony is not just memorizing the whole Bible and going down the street quoting verses to people. There are many who could do that. But when you look at how they live, all you see is darkness, because they have just memorized the word. The word hasn't changed their lives. God wants us to be a people who know the word, but whose lives reflect the power of that word. And your and mine, our best witness is a transformed life. You know why? Because many of the people who we need to be reaching for Christ, they know us very well. We can't fool them. We live with some of them, whether it's our siblings, parents, uncles, aunts, whoever. They know us. And they're watching. Every Sunday they go into that Nazarene church. Every Sunday they go into that place, but they're still lying like, hello? They go into that church every Sunday, but as soon as I put down my purse, my money gone. They go into that place every week, but when they open their mouth, oh, they're cursing like a sailor. What is different about them? And they decide, if that is what a Christian is, I don't want it. And we fail God. When we're supposed to be light to them, all they see is darkness. And God says, no, we are now children of light. We can rise and shine to the glory of God, not in our own strength, but in the power of His Spirit. We now can respond to the challenge to live and walk as children of light. We can rise and shine because we have been called to a walk of liberty in God. We were once darkness, but now we are light. We can rise and shine because we have been called to a walk of separation unto God. We once were in relationship with darkness, but now we are separated unto light. We can rise and shine because we have been called to a walk of enlightenment and empowerment in God. We were once those who were asleep and dead in our trespasses and sin, but now we have risen in Christ and we have light. And God is expecting us to be lights in a dark world. Lights in a dark world. Lights in a dark world. I have been, and I've said this a few times in other places where I've preached recently, but I've been troubled in my spirit about hearing parts of the church talking about it, like if our faith is supposed to be easy. And when I look at how the church started in Acts, the church started in a hostile environment. And I don't know why we think for the church to exist, everything has to be nice around us. No, Jesus is the one, hello, who helps us to be light in darkness. The world doesn't have to become light for us to be light. No, we are light because we are the children of God. And I hope and I pray that every one of us, whether in this room or online, that we would trust God to help us to be the people who would walk as children of light. That we would be lights in our dark world. And God is expecting us to be just that. Somebody in your family, in your workplace, in your school, in the supermarket, somebody needs to be delivered from darkness. Amen. And God wants us to be the light that will lead them out of darkness. Hello? Will you Will you be that light? Will you allow God to be glorified because you allowed His light to shine in you and through you? I hope that is your prayer and your desire today, and that God will be glorified not only in this place, but God will be glorified throughout the United States, throughout the world, because His people walk as the lights they have been called to be. May God help us. May God help us to rise and shine.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.